This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received a telephone call from US President Donald Trump. In a social media post yesterday, Mr. Modi said that both leaders discussed the situation in West Asia and stressed the importance of keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and secure. He said during the telephonic conversation, the two leaders reviewed the substantial progress achieved in bilateral cooperation between the two countries in various sectors. Mr. Modi said both sides are committed to further strengthening their comprehensive global strategic partnership in all areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the corridor in Uttarakhand yesterday. The Delhi-Dehradun Economic Corridor passes through Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. It will reduce travel time between Delhi and Dehradun from more than 6 hours at present to about 2.5 hours. Speaking on the occasion in Dehradun, Mr. Modi said the corridor is a world-class infrastructure project that will deepen connectivity, strengthen economy and boost tourism.
Dehradun Delhi economic corridor se is pure kshetr ka kayakalp hone ja raha hai. Pehla fayda to ye hai, isse samay bachega, aana jana sasta aur tez hoga. Aur dusra bada fayda, rozgar ka hoga. Ab iske nirman mein 12,000 crore rupaye kharch hue to hajaron shramikon ko kaam mila. Sathiyo, is shandar expressway se Uttarakhand ke tourism ko bahut hi bada fayda dega. Dehradun, Haridwar, Rishikesh, Masuri aur Char Dham yatra ke liye ye sabse pramukh marg banega.
BJP President Nitin Naveen has said that the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam represents a decisive step towards strengthening country's democracy. Sharing Prime Minister Narendra Modi's letter written to women across the country, Mr. Naveen said that a truly inclusive democracy can only be realized when women have an equal voice in shaping the nation's future. He said greater participation of women in policy making is not just necessary, but it is a rightful recognition of the leadership and capability of the Nari Shakti. BJP President said under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the government is fully committed to bringing this transformative legislation into effect at the earliest. The government has said that despite global uncertainties affecting the Strait of Hormuz, 100% supply is being maintained for domestic LPG, PNG and CNG in the country. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has assured that adequate stocks of petrol, diesel and LPG are available across the country and no dryouts have been reported at any LPG distributorships. The ministry said that online LPG bookings have increased to 98%. It highlighted that 5 kilogram free trade LPG cylinders worth more than 14 lakh rupees have been sold since 23rd of last month to support migrant workers. Campaigning for assembly elections in West Bengal and Tamil Nadu is in full swing. Top leaders of various parties are holding public meetings and addressing rallies to woo the voters. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the manifesto released by BJP is receiving strong appreciation from the people of the state. Addressing poll rallies in Raiganj and Malda, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi criticized Trinamool Congress government for not fulfilling its promise of providing jobs to the state's youth. TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held rallies at Howrah, Paschim Medinipur and Purva Medinipur districts. In Tamil Nadu, BJP leader K. Annamalai campaigned in Mudathukulam, accusing the DMK of promoting dynastic politics. DMK President and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held public meetings in Vellore, highlighting his government's achievements. In IPL cricket, host Chennai Super Kings CSK beat Kolkata Knight Riders by 32 runs to record their second consecutive victory in the Indian Premier League. After putting on 192 runs for the loss of 5 wickets, CSK restricted KKR to 160 runs for 7 wickets. Rowan Powell, 31 not out, and Ramandeep Singh, 35, fought well with valiant knocks but could not avert a defeat despite 63 runs stand. Earlier, Sanju Samson, 48, and Duald Brevis, 41, made useful contributions as Chennai Super Kings crossed 190. And that is the end of this news bulletin.